Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 18th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 7. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord,' and invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me him whom I declare to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks to the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Our scripture lesson comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." Jesus means to say here, he who has kept these two commandments, dealing with the love of God and the love of one's neighbor, has everything, and he has also fulfilled the law. For the whole law and the prophets concentrate on these two issues, namely, how one should love God and how one should love one's neighbor. There may be those who feel inclined to wonder how everything depends on these two commandments when people like the Jews were given circumcision and many other laws which cannot so easily be related to these two chief commandments. In replying, we should note first of all how Christ explains obedience to the law. He says that we must obey it from the heart. For Christ, obedience to the law is something spiritual. He who does not obey the law from his heart and tackle it with his spirit will never fulfill it. Hence, the Lord here sets before the lawyers the basis and kernel of the law, saying that the chief commandment of the law is to love God from the heart and one's neighbor as oneself. It follows from this that anyone who does not keep the law from the heart is not really circumcised, does not fast, and does not pray, even if he does perform such acts externally. External performances without obedience of the heart are nothing before God. God looks at the heart, and not merely at the external work or appearance. It does not help a man to perform any number of works if his heart is not engaged thereby. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, grant your people grace to serve you with pure hearts and minds in obedience to your holy law and with firm confidence in your gospel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.